B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Erica sent us a message saying that she wanted to check up on her boyfriend, Rob. Now, apparently there is something going on, Erica, in your relationship that you feel like you got to check up on him.
So the thing about Rob is that, like, he's super attractive, like, really outgoing and everything. And, I mean, I've only been with him for a month and a half, but, like, he was the one that said he wanted to be exclusive, which... it's kind of rare for a guy after only a month and a half, I feel like. So that's a little bit suspect.
It is. Okay.
I think that you don't trust him because he said he wanted to get serious.
Because he's, like, so flirtatious, and he has, like, all these female friends, and, like, I don't know, maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe, like...
did he say that to you, and then did you guys have adult time, move furniture, as we say on the show, after that? Because, like, a lot of times if a guy just wants to move furniture with the girl, he'll just say anything to make it happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an idiot. I know that. But, like, it's just really, I'm not used to it. So I just want to, like, check and see, like, if I'm really the only one, or, like, you know, I don't want to, like, really fall for him and, like, take the next step if he's just going to play me.
Okay.
Because there's really not...
yeah.
Any accusation of a specific cheating, correct?
He's flirty. That's, I mean, basically what you're telling us.
Yeah, he's just super flirty, and he's really looking. Like, oh, I just need to know.
Okay. So, I mean, is there a woman in particular that you wouldn't be surprised if he didn't say your name, he would say someone else's name, like a coworker?
No, there's no one in particular. It's just, he's just really flirty with everyone, and he does have a lot of female friends, which, like, is fine, but I just want to make sure. So, like, I've heard on War of the Roses, you know, where the guy ends up sending them to someone else or saying he wants to split the roses up, and so I just feel like this will give me the clarity that I need to know if I want to move forward with him or not.
Okay.
All right, Roy, let's dial him up. Let's call Rob and see who he sends the romantic roses to. Hopefully it's Erica. And we'll-
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'll move on.
Okay, I'm dialing him up now.
Hello?
Hey there, I'm looking for Rob, please.
This is him.
Hi, Rob. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest, and... I'm trying to see who actually tagged you in our post. It was one of your friends, and we randomly select someone to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to someone. We're just calling to get that information from you on who you'd like to send them to.
Oh, cool. So you said your name's Sarah, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm really not on Instagram that much. I don't have that many followers, so I don't even know if this is legit or not.
Oh, well, it is legit. I have 12 beautiful free red roses. They're very romantic for you to send to someone that you love. And I'll probably be able to see who tagged you in the post once I get this information. It's a computer system, so I've got to go through a few steps first.
Okay.
All right. So do you have someone in mind that you would like to send roses to?
Well, Sarah it is, right?
It
Hold
is.
Hold on a second. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, Rob, there's not much to say. I work at a call center for Flowers for You, and...
Do you live in the Charlotte area?
Well, we're a national call center.
Well, where exactly are you located?
Does that matter?
Well, absolutely, because... I want to send the roses to you. And if I do that, you could at least meet me out for a date.
Well, I appreciate that, Rob, but I am happily married.
Ah.
Do you think Erica would be okay with this conversation, Rob? Remember her?
Erica?
Your girlfriend?
Wait, what? Wait, what's going on here?
Well, Rob, you're on War of the Roses on the Mini Rory and Loren Morning Show. My name is not Sarah, it's Loren. And your girlfriend Erica has been on the phone listening to our entire conversation, including you hitting on me.
You've got to be kidding me.
Erica, are you there?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
I think Rob is a disgusting pig that I'm never going to talk to again.
Oh. He just hung up.
Oh. Really?
Yep.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.